This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan will not be completed in the next few days, even as U.S. forces left Bagram Airfield, the main American base in Afghanistan. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the top U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. President Joe Biden held a naturalization ceremony Friday at the White House, in which 21 immigrants became citizens as the administration pushes for more pathways to citizenship. Biden used the moment to call for the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, for foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and for farm workers.
No matter where you come from, or the culture that has made us, the language we speak, or the faith we follow, one of the most basic acts of respect is inviting others into your home.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were cut or suspended during the Trump administration. This is